Psalm 103, page number 757, verse 10. He hath not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his loving kindness towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. I'm conscious that I'm speaking to many sincere believers in Christ in this room tonight. And I'm sure that every sincere believer knows that they have come into this blessing. These blessings in these verses are written into their hearts and their souls. He hath not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Is this true for you? Is this a blessing that you are truly in appreciation of? Because I am. I can say from my heart that he has not dealt with me according to my sins, and he hasn't rewarded me according to my iniquities. And I pray that each and every one in this room tonight can say the same things, that they have the same appreciation of God towards them in our Lord Jesus Christ. And if, as you're sitting here, you can't honestly say that you do experience these blessings, that you don't experience this peace, that you don't experience these realities that come from the love of God, then I'd ask you, do you not want these blessings? Most wonderful blessings that are made available through Christ. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his loving kindness towards them that fear him. How true that is. How each and every one of us, if we've truly believed in Christ, his loving kindness is towards us that fear him. And it says, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. As far as the east is from the west. Quite something to lay hold of. Powerful words. We speak about places that are in the east and the west. Only if you took the UK, you might refer to Chelmsford as being in the east, and Devon as being in the west. But that's not what this is talking about. And when you talk about global affairs, they talk about the east, the far east, being China, Asia. And you talk about the west, and people immediately think of America predominantly, over to the west. And that's the way that we look at the map of the world, isn't it? That projection that we're all given at school, the east and the west. But that's not what this is referring to here, because the east and west is a direction. It's not a place. Have you thought about that? How far is the east from the west? It's limitless, isn't it? Because the east goes on, and the west goes on in the opposite direction. And that can apply to your sins being removed from you. That far away. Do you want these blessings? This is what I'm suggesting to you tonight in the gospel. Do you want to be in the good of these blessings? The blessings of forgiveness. The blessings of having all your transgressions removed as far as the east is from the west. The gospel is conditional. Not every man and woman and child has these blessings automatically by default. It requires confession. Confession of our sins. That is important, my friend. And I want to refer to John's epistle. Page number 1478. John chapter 1, verse 8, or verse 9. Let's start at 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from unrighteousness. This is the condition, that we confess our sins. We do have to come before God in all our need. As sinners, those who are unholy, those who've done our own will, and we all have fallen short of the glory of God. We've all pursued our own paths right from the very earliest days of our lives. We've done our own will instead of what God wills. And that's sin. And how many sins that we have committed, haven't we? If we are honest with ourselves. And that's what God is asking you to be tonight. As you hear the gospel message, it's for you to be honest before God about your sins and your state before God. Why? So that you might be convicted of your sinship. That you might be convicted of your sinful state. Not only the sins that you've committed, but your state of sin. And then once you've been convicted, then come before God with an honest and open heart. And confess your sins to him and the Lord Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. So important. The foundations of the gospel based in the work that the Lord Jesus Christ has done on Calvary's cross. I hope the story of the gospel hasn't grown old, that it doesn't affect you anymore. There's a risk of that as we grow older. We've heard it so many times that it doesn't affect us anymore. But I just pray by the Holy Spirit it might come fresh to us. The work that Christ has done in going to the fullest extent of suffering so that we might be saved, that we might be forgiven, that we might be set free before God. He endured the suffering of Calvary's cross. He endured the suffering at men's hands. Every single suffering that could have been borne was borne by Jesus. The sufferings that were not what we speak of as his atoning sufferings. He still suffered every suffering. And then there was the suffering in the 3 hours of darkness when God poured out his wrath upon the head of Jesus. Not because of anything that he had done or said or thought, but because of our sins that we have committed. What we have said, what we have thought, what we have done. Christ suffered there. He exhausted the judgment of God that was due to us in our lives, in our time. We have to believe this. It's true. It's based upon the Holy Scriptures, indicted by the Holy Spirit. And here we have this the precious canon of the Holy Scriptures, were free and able to possess it. And here we know that these things are true. The record of what was written in the Gospels by those who had witnessed the suffering, those who had witnessed his rising again, are recorded that we might believe, that we might be obedient. And he suffered to the fullest extent in those 3 hours of darkness and exhausted God's just judgment against sin completely, because he said that it is finished. Complete work. We can't say that. We go about our lives. We can't say that anything that we have done, even if we've done it to our very best endeavours. We can't say, we can never say it's perfect. But that's a very poor comparison. What Christ did at Calvary's cross was perfect, complete. He exhausted God's judgment. And he went into death. Tasted death for everything. There was adequate witness that he had truly died, so that the power of the raising of his being raised from amongst the dead was witnessed, the power and the truth of it, raised by the glory of the Father. But to come into these blessings, to come into the blessing, to really understand, coming to the blessing of the Lord's sufferings, you need to confess the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour. It's that simple. God has made it incredibly simple. The preaching of the gospel is there so that we might come into blessing, so that we might know the blessings of having our sins removed, having all those transgressions removed, as far as the east is from the west. You got that appreciation in your heart and your soul tonight that your sins have forever been removed before a righteous and a holy God? It's possible. Absolutely, it's possible. So many, if not all, in this hall tonight know that blessing. That's an absolute certainty, that they have come before God and they have repented for their transgressions and they've been set free. Those sins have been cleared completely by the work that Christ has done. Now, have faith. Confess your sins. Confess them before God right now and have faith in what Christ has done. Have faith that his work is completely and entirely adequate to cleanse you from each and every one of your sins, so that there is nothing remaining between you and God, that you are free, you are able to be set at liberty before God to praise and worship him. The gospel goes out not just for an escape or being rescued from our sins, great though that is, but that we might come into the fullness of God's blessings for us, being made sons before him. That is a most extraordinary blessing. And that we might know not just the sins being removed, but we might know the blessings of having the worth of Christ being clothed with his worth. How wonderful that is, so that God can look upon us as he looked upon Christ and he sees Christ in us. How wonderful that is. What a conversion. You think of what happened to Paul, a man who was insolent and overbearing, most horrifying character for a Christian or a believer to meet. And yet, think of how he's turned around by the light that shone out of heaven. And he became one who nurtured those early churches. One who established the early churches, who is able to teach them and look after them. So I just pray that you might come into the blessings of these things, that you might know the blessing of having your sins removed, the transgressions removed, as far as the east is from the west, and know a perfect peace before God. That is something that this world does not know of. This world talks about peace and how fickle it is. Much more war, much uncertainty, hatred, much work of the devil. But in its efforts to talk about peace, how fickle any peace is, if it's ever arrived at. But in the heart and the soul of the believer, we have that true, certain peace is founded in the work that Christ has done at Calvary's cross, and it can never be undone. Once you've confessed the Lord Jesus Christ is your Saviour, your salvation is secure, can never be undone. And you can look forward with anticipation to that day when he will come upon the clouds and call you to be with himself. Well, may you hear the blessings of these things for his name's sake.
Amen.
Amen.